Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim, Klal and Test, and we're learning Simeon Gimel. So the Chayadim says, as we've been explaining, that the issue over here is the end of the eating session. So what about if there's another way that we could extend the eating session? I.e., there's other people eating with him, and he left, and he comes back to the eating session, which they are still continuing. So the Chayadim says, this is all discussing a scenario up to now where the person was eating by himself. And we differentiate if he leaves on a food which he requires him to come back to say the bracha achrona, or a food which does not require him to come back. If he was eating and drinking together with a group, so now he needed to leave. But the rest of the group is staying, they're not leaving. Since he's planning that when he leaves, he's planning to come back to the group to rejoin them. So even though he left, when he comes back, he does not need a new bracha rishonah, because the halacha assumes he's going back to his original state of kviyus of the eating session that he's having with these other people. Now, the Chayadim does say interesting points over here. He seems to add a condition. This only works if when he's leaving, he's planning to come back to rejoin the group. Well, let's say the person did not have that intent, and then he does come back to that group. But by virtue of the fact that he did not have the intent, that's considered he left the group, and now he's coming to not to rejoin the group, but to start over. It's not a continuation. It's a new achila. Mishabur does not... As the Piskei Mishnah Berurah over here points out, Mishnah Berurah does not mention this condition. The halacha just says, as long as you're going back to the group, it's good enough. a few things you want to point out over here. Who is the definition of a group? So a person's peers, we're eating together. I'm definitely, in a certain sense, subordinate to them. What about one's family? That's also true. What about if a person's eating together with a katan, and the person leaves a katan behind, and it comes back and rejoins the katan? Do we say that by the virtue of the fact that he left this child behind, and he comes back to the child, he's going back to his original achila? So the assumption of the poskim is yes, as long as the child is old enough that the child has reached the age of achiv of saying brachas, etc., which is assumed in halacha to be the age of 6 years old. At that point in time, he's part of the meal. Under that, he's sort of doing his own thing. He's not really part of the meal. One point. Second point, which comes up, an interesting question when the person grapple with, is do the other people have to be... let's say he was sitting with people, they were schmoozing, and he was eating, but they weren't eating. He leaves and comes back to the group to continue his schmoozing, and he wants to continue eating. He wasn't eating with them, he was just sitting with them. Do we say, well, he's going back to the place that he was sitting and he planned to eat? So for him, this is a continuation of his original eating session. Or do we argue that it's only when he goes back to a group which is eating, not when a group which is just sitting? So this question was presented to Reb Scheinberg Zatzal, and Reb Scheinberg says even if they were not eating together, since the fact that they were sitting together, he's going back to that group which is sitting together, that is sufficient to hold on to his bracha, and he does not need to make a new bracha. Now, the language of the Chayadim and the language of the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch sounds like that they were, he says he was oichol b'tchila b'yechidi, but he was sitting with a group. It would sound like he was eating together with a group. It would sound that it's not enough, but it's not a clear enough to say that a person would be mechayev a new bracha, so definitely a situation of a suffer bracha. A person would not make a new bracha in that situation. Okay. This only works if he comes back to the group and the group is still there. If meanwhile the group has left, so even though when he left, he was planning to come back to his group, so he didn't have intent to leave, but the reality is that he left because he's not coming back to a kviyas. Okay. What about a situation where he left, they were eating together, and he comes back, and they already said a bracha achrona already. So over there, they've shown that in their minds, the eating session is over. So even though they're still sitting around and talking, but he left a group which was eating together, he planned to come back to a group which was eating together, and they finished eating. So by doing so, they've indicated that as far as their mind, in their minds, the session, which was based around eating, is over, and therefore he's not called going back to the kviyas. Now, the Chayyarim does point out this only works if he rejoins the group. But if he wants to eat something or drink something while he's away from the group, he would need a new bracha. If he wants to eat or drink in this other place where he is right now, that their presence back where he was doesn't help him for where he is now. So it helps him when he goes back to them. He's called going back to that original unit. And therefore, it's a continuation of his first achila. But the achila which he eats elsewhere is not a continuation of the first achila and would require a bracha rishana. Have a good day.